Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, this is Henry. Welcome to Generations. How are you today? Like today has gone well, and we're a week removed from Easter. But I'd like to make a final little summary about it because Easter is one of my favorite holidays during my favorite season. We're going to go to the last chapter of John chapter 20, and I'm going to read from verse 18 to 18. 15 to 18, 17, I'm sorry. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my sheep." Now, I go earlier, I meant to say chapter 21, 7 hours. Correct myself, John chapter 21. A little bit of a backdrop. We know earlier that Jesus had appeared to the disciples first time, and all the disciples were there except Thomas. And later on, a week later, Thomas with him, Thomas saw Jesus. And when Jesus said that Thomas put your finger in his hand in his side, he said, "You're not down to believe me." Jesus saw it, and Thomas believed. Now he appeared to him another time, now a short time after these. Now, the seven of the disciples had gone out fishing. At the time, they didn't have any kind of mission or anything, so they went out fishing. And they didn't catch anything. And then somebody, Jesus, stood on the shore, but they didn't know it was deep. That was the know it was Jesus. And he inquired if they had any fish. And he said, "No, sir." He said, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you'll find them." And they did, and the haul was so big that they couldn't even, the nets were just about bursting. And the disciple, he gave his voice, said to Peter, "It is the Lord." And Simon Peter heard it was the Lord. He told him, you know, he got dressed, and then went into the water, and he came to Jesus. And they told the charcoal fire and some fish on it, and they ate. And what happens here is that Jesus came to the bread and gave it to him, and did the same to the fish. This is the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was risen. Now they all know that Peter had denied Jesus, so that he had a new Jesus in the garden. And this is a critical time for Peter, because Jesus wanted to know if Peter really loved him. I think Jesus really appeared to love him, but I think it was more like Peter was being reinstated. Okay, he committed a great sin, but he was still, he was a disciple. He was a matter of fact, you remember earlier, he was supposed to be, he was saying he'd be the rock of the church. And this is great for the pastor. No, I wonder why I don't have his mind. You know, did Jesus have it against him or go against him? No, it's wasn't the case. Now, we read the three verses there, read 15 and 17. Now, what happened is the whole course of Peter's life and the other disciples were changing. You know, Jesus said, feed my lamb, tend my sheep, feed my sheep. Now, they weren't going to go fishing anymore. What they were going to do is, instead of being fishing for fish, they're going to be fishers of men. When Peter was reinstated, he was able to move on. And the mission had changed. And so it had a new, it was the beginning of a new chapter. Now look at, you know, I look at my life as transgender person, you know. But, you know, when I came to the knowledge that I was transgender, it was like a life changing. My mission was different. I kind of use the analogy of the resurrection. I compare myself, my life to the resurrection, because Jesus raised from the dead. He was crucified, buried, dead, and raised from the dead. I'm not comparing myself to that at all. Because I had to come to Jesus, and this is what I did. Now, what I'm making the analogy of is the fact that my old life, the old life that I knew was gone. Things was inside. And then I had to, you know, I was bought into the new life, and not got into the new life. Similar to my Christian, my spiritual transition. From the old life of sin to the new life. Now, how is this moving your head? Because, as you see with Peter, your life is going to be different. And I'm sure it's going to be different than many of you have seen that your life has been different. When you ask Jesus to come into your life, your life will be different. And you are going to be different. When some of us are queer and tram, our lives are going to be different. We will be more chosen to be authentic. We'll be chosen to be who we are. But we've chosen to move ahead. One thing about moving ahead is that you're going to leave some things behind. But that's a part of change. That's the part of beginning a new life, living authentically. And this world sure needs an authentic living. Because our world is a mess right now. Now with Peter, you know, this was a life changer for him. You know, he was brought back into the fold. You know, he just, you know, And one thing about Peter is he did love the Lord. You know, he was very impetuous at times, even before he thinks. But he did love the Lord. There's absolutely no question about that. And I like, you know, sometimes our lives parallel to that. He went through. But Peter, with his reading, he was able to move ahead. You know, like Jesus was saying, you know, we had to come to this point, to the serious point, and then they could move on, they could move ahead. And when I chose to live, you know, live my life as a transgender queer person, I knew I was going to be different, but I had to move ahead. I feel many of you have to move ahead. Didn't matter if you're gay, straight, lesbian, trans, bi, whatever. Because if you have to move ahead, then you move ahead. Move your head. It's scary, yes. It's scary. But you realize that the things that you knew before, they don't have the appeal to you anymore. They don't have the attraction. When I got out of the military, I went in the military, I was 22 years old. When I got to 25, I was different. The world was different. When I transitioned, I was different. The world was different. And it's important to move ahead. You know, life isn't stationary. Life's going to go on. Sometimes you have to move with it. You got to move through. God wants you to move in another direction. That could be scary. It may not be easy, but God is with you. You know, let's point it up like the youth of the moment. God is with you no matter where you are. And I'm so happy that Peter was reinstated because if we feel that we let God down, we can go to Him. And that's why we confess to God. You know, He doesn't, once He says that He doesn't throw you away because of what you did, He doesn't reject us because we can look like or who you are. That's the wonderful thing about God. And a final thought is that, you know, you may not be a minister, but you will affect somebody's life. You may affect somebody's life. Somebody needs to be encouraged. Somebody needs a mentor. Somebody may need a helping hand. And God has a plan for your life. That's a plan for all of our lives. And I encourage you to look to Him and move ahead. And this is Genevieve Jones, and I'd like to thank you for being with me today. And I love sharing this with God to work with you. I want to thank you once again, and God bless you, and have yourself a wonderful day.